Imam Khomeini, in addition to his full command of and deep insight into philosophy, mysticism, ethics, and Islamic thinking, was a full-fledged master theologian and jurisprudent. He had taught the various disciplines of Islamic theology and jurisprudence at the highest levels for more than 30 years. Today, in addition to numerous theological books written by him, there are quite a few collections of notes taken down by his students of the characteristics of the Imam's jurisprudence school, as have been described by authorities, was that he advocated the originality of jurisprudence per se. He opposed the eclectic approach adopted by some other scholars. He advocated the progressiveness of Islamic thinking through jurisprudence or ijtihad. He adamantly advocated the inclusiveness of time and place in Islamic jurisprudence, professing that it made for the progressiveness of the practice. He was bitterly opposed to the dogmatic approach of some people, which he believed would lead to the stagnancy and backwardness of Muslim society. Meanwhile, he was quick to point out progressive jurisprudence did not make for the slightest compromise on the principles which remain eternally valid and in force.
Islamic Republic Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini commented on International Quds Day, saying, "Quds Day is an international day. It is not particular to Palestine, but is named thusly to mark the struggles for freedom of the oppressed nations against the arrogant powers and colonialists. It is also the day of those states which have been under the pressure of the United States, a day when Muslims must mobilize to bring the superpowers to their knees, a day when the hypocrites and the faithful are divided. The faithful value this day and do what they're expected to do on this day. But some governments which are dependent on superpowers and are allies of Israel remain indifferent towards the International Day of Quds. They prevent their people from staging demonstrations to mark it. Quds Day is the day when the oppressed nations move to resist the arrogant powers and determine their own fate. All nations should then rise up against the tyrants on this day. They should follow Iran's example in doing away with the arrogance and removing the elements of corruption. Quds Day is the day when the Islamic Ummah exerts efforts to save Holy Quds and the innocent Palestinians from the plight that they experience now. It is a day when the oppressed people should become free from the control of the arrogant powers, when they should win independence. Quds Day is a day when the faithful nations warn the superpowers to give up their grip on the oppressed countries. Israel is the enemy of humanity and Islam and continues to create tension and shed the blood of our brothers in the region. The expansionist powers should know that there is no longer room for them in the Islamic nations or in the region. They are in isolation. The colonialists shouldn't be allowed to put hands on the Islamic states. Their agents in the Islamic states should be removed from power.